This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, February 6th. God's word for you today is Only Jesus. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 3, verse 8, which says, "Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ." In God's favorite house, and in every church where God's people worship, we must be big on celebrating our God and celebrating the things he is doing with us and through us in the community of faith that God has called us to. We must be convinced as a people that church is to be celebrated and not tolerated. There are different kinds of churches: purpose-driven churches, personality-driven churches, program-centric churches, attractional churches, missional churches, and so on. While there is value in all these types of churches, and there is a lot to learn from them all, every church must be Christ-centered. The only person that has to be in every service is Jesus. The only person that must be present and must be honored is Jesus. Hence, we must celebrate Jesus, because he has never missed a single service. I was at a conference where the speaker shared that she went to Starbucks and they didn't have coffee. So she tweeted about it, and then someone tweeted back, "The other day, I was at Kentucky Fried Chicken and they did not have chicken." Another person tweeted, "I was at McDonald's and they did not have the Big Mac." It is like saying you went to Mr. Big's and there was no meat pie, or you went to Mama Poot's and there was no amala. Similarly, there is no essence in gathering as God's people if the presence of Jesus is not there. Because unto him shall the gathering of his people be. Therefore, we must celebrate Jesus, the center of our focus and worship. A.W. Tozer puts it this way: Jesus is not just one of many ways to approach God, nor is he the best of several ways. He is the only way. Jesus is the only way. And he said so himself in John 14, verse 6, which says, "Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You have to make up your mind that in your life, it will be all about Jesus. As God's people, we must be deliberate about making it all about him. Jesus has called us together as his people, not to play politics or to play church. Jesus has called us to make a difference. He wants us to make a difference in our community. Jesus has called you to make a difference. The challenge is that we feel ill-prepared and that we are not ready. We feel that we need to first attend Bible college or attend some seminary school. There is value in going to Bible college and to seminary school and in knowing the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. However, God does not necessarily call the prepared. God prepares the called. Huge difference. God makes able faithful men. God does not make faithful able men. God is looking for faithful people that he will make able to do what he wants to do. Most times, we want to be able so that we can bring our abilities to God, and that is fine. But your faithfulness is more useful to God than your ability. Sometimes, our abilities get in the way. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves round you. Jesus, you. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.